Next, you're going to be hearing from one of our local 40 Days for Life campaign leaders who just completed leadership of a campaign this fall. But this 40 Days for Life local leader has a story unlike anybody else, and her name is Sue Thayer. And Sue, welcome. We are so glad you are here with us on this event tonight. And I just want to tell you that when I first heard your story, I just found it to be absolutely stunning because you have credentials that no other 40 Days for Life local leader has ever had before. Can you just give us a little bit of your unique background and why that would be unusual in the universe of 40 Days for Life?
Sure, David. I am the former center manager of the Planned Parenthood Clinic here in Storm Lake, Iowa.
Okay, now, wait a minute. You were the 40 Days for Life leader, and you just finished a campaign, but you're the former manager of the Planned Parenthood in Storm Lake, Iowa. So, okay, you just finished a campaign. Where did you hold your 40 Days for Life?
We prayed for 12 hours a day for the entire 40 days on the sidewalk directly in front of the Planned Parenthood Clinic at 720 Erie Street.
So you led the 40 Days for Life right outside of the Planned Parenthood facility that you used to manage.
Correct. I know it's hard to believe.
Okay. So take us back. This is really a groundbreaking story, and I think it's important to get some background. Why did you in the first place go to work at Planned Parenthood, and just tell us how you got into that world in the first place?
Well, Planned Parenthood opened in Storm Lake in 1985, and it was the first place where a woman could go to see a female practitioner. And I was young, thought that was wonderful, and I knew that they had a job opening in 1991. I applied for the position, only familiar with their family planning services, and I was actually given the job. I started as a family planning assistant, and within a month, the manager's position opened up. So I applied for that as well and got the interview and actually got the job. And that was April of 1991.
Now, you mentioned that shortly after you started there, you had the opportunity to interview for the position of center manager. And during that interview, I know that you were asked your views on abortion. What did you say, and then what was the reaction of that interviewer?
Well, I told her that I really did believe that abortion was murder. And she was a little bit surprised that I would say that. But her response was that the fetus is really not viable, so abortion is not really ending a life. So you can imagine how surprised I was when I was actually offered the position.
You know, Planned Parenthood, a lot of times when they are criticizing 40 Days for Life or other pro-life endeavors, they will use this little tagline about Planned Parenthood does more to prevent abortions than all of the anti-choice advocates or activists, that's what they label us, all do combined. And so they certainly tout that message of prevention and preventing abortions. But over time, did you find that maybe that was kind of a misnomer, a little bit of a dirty little secret, that the organization maybe wasn't always about just preventing and reducing abortions?
Yes, it became clearer to me as I worked there over the years that it was a very difficult position that I was in. The reality of it is that, abortion, especially telemed abortion, is something that they have goals for. Every manager is accountable for how many services they do in a month and what the bottom line is and whether it's red or black. So abortion really became just a number and a goal for them. And you are correct when they say that often they will tout that as, 97% of our services are to prevent the need for abortion. But with the advent of telemed abortion and that being available in every small rural clinic, I have no doubt that those numbers will go up greatly.
Yeah. Well, I was just in Minnesota during this 40 Days for Life campaign, and all of the numbers for every abortion provider in the state of Minnesota went down this past year, except for Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood has increased the numbers of abortions in Minnesota, and of course, they just began doing the telemed abortions, which we'll talk about in a second, at their facility in Rochester, and that is certainly sending some shockwaves across their state. You know all about that, being at the epicenter of that crisis there in Iowa. But real quickly, let's go back to, you got hired as this center manager. You had been very clear about your view about abortion, believed that it was murder. But during your training, what did they make you do related to abortion, and what did that experience, how did that make you feel?
Every employee who was in management in the health services part of Planned Parenthood was required to observe a full day of abortions. I drove to the Des Moines, Iowa Planned Parenthood, which was the nearest place that did abortions at that time, and did watch a full day of abortions. I had no idea, really, what that would all entail. And it's even to this day difficult to put that into words. But the baby is extracted and put in a small little clear dish, and they look at that under a light to try to determine if they have all of the body parts, because, of course, during the abortion, the baby is ripped apart, and so there are little tiny arms and little legs, and so it's very difficult to, you know, to watch that. But what that really did was help me decide that I was going to commit to preventing the need for that to happen. And that's what I did in Storm Lake at Planned Parenthood for the next 17 years, was work hard to educate and train and prevent the need for abortion.
And Sue, at your facility during those years, in Planned Parenthood in Storm Lake was not performing abortions.
No.
So all of a sudden, along comes telemed abortions, which you mentioned a minute ago. Tell us, those who are not familiar, what are telemed abortions, and how did you first find out about Planned Parenthood's plans to do these across Iowa and specifically at your center?
I was in Des Moines at a regularly scheduled management meeting, and very nonchalantly, they introduced the concept of telemed abortions. Basically, what they explained to us was that a physician would be located at a central clinic, Des Moines, and all of the outlying centers, 16 or 17 in Iowa, would be able to do a vaginal ultrasound on a pregnant woman, and that would be scanned to the doctor in Des Moines, who could look at the ultrasound and determine if the pregnancy was less than 63 days. If so, the doctor in Des Moines could push a button which would remotely open a drawer at whatever center the patient was at. The patient could take the medicine out of the drawer herself, take the first set of pills at the clinic, which basically blocks the hormones to the baby, so the baby dies, and then 24 to 48 hours later, take the second set of pills, which starts the contractions at home.
So knowing that this was what they were planning to do in Iowa, and that they made it clear to you that Storm Lake would eventually be undertaking this procedure, I mean, how did that make you feel? Did this throw into conflict that whole notion of prevention versus increasing and expanding access to abortions?
Absolutely. I was stunned. I could not imagine, first of all, that it was legal, and that question was raised in that meeting. Staff, we were assured that every I was dotted and every T was crossed and that nothing would stop them. They explained that they would not be sharing any information about telemed abortions with the medical community in any of the towns where they would be providing this service, because they didn't really want anybody to know about it. Well, they absolutely didn't want anybody to know about it until they had performed 500 to 1,000 of them to set a standard of care.
So why do you feel, with the risks that this poses, these telemed abortions pose to the woman and the reduced safety concerns, what is Planned Parenthood's motive, in your opinion, for expanding these telemed abortions?
The motive is clear. They have very little overhead with a telemed abortion as opposed to a surgical abortion. The surgical abortion requires a lot of equipment, a lot of staff, and a physician that will travel to all these different centers. So with telemed abortions, they can have one physician basically just stay in her office, and the patients are, quote, seen by her, and there's very little overhead.
So as it became more imminent that your facility was being targeted to begin to do telemed abortions, and you became more vocal about your concerns about these telemed abortions, what did Planned Parenthood do? What was their response to you?
In the community in general, I'd always said, you know, we're not about abortion. We're all about family planning. We prevent abortion. So when they announced that we were going to be part of this telemed abortion plan, it just went against everything that I believed and everything that I had said for all those years. I was vocal about that with my peers and with my management, you know, the people that were over me. And when it came time for them to begin in Storm Lake, They told me that they were downsizing and I was terminated. But I really believe that that's not the reason that I was fired.
And, in fact, you had let me know they began advertising for a full-time position at that center not long after that.
Correct, yeah.
So, Sue, this plan, was this just Iowa-specific, or do you think Planned Parenthood has plans to roll out these telemed abortions elsewhere?
They explained to us that this would be the first in the nation, and they were quite proud of the fact that this idea had been born from watching a television program with some sort of telehealth in it. And they came up with the idea of why not do abortions via webcam. So that's how it began. They were planning at the time I was terminated in December of 2008 to market that to every family planning clinic in the country and basically make abortion available on every street corner.
Oh.
And with very little thought, a woman could come into the clinic, have a positive pregnancy test, and actually terminate the pregnancy right then and there.
Well, Sue, we've spent a fair amount of time here talking about the crisis and the problem, but there's such a happy ending to your story. It wasn't just that you were dismissed from Planned Parenthood and you were concerned and Storm Lake began to do these telemed abortions. The beautiful part, the unbelievably unique part of the story is that as a former Planned Parenthood Center manager, you ended up deciding to lead a 40 Days for Life campaign outside of your former workplace.
Yeah.
How did you make that transition? What led you to do that?
Well, I had a retired missionary approach me at Vacation Bible School, Alan, and said, "Are you pro-life?" I said, "Yes, absolutely. Are you?" And he said, "Yes, what can we do?" And from there, we emailed a few friends that we knew that were also pro-life, and we had a meeting with about five or six people. And I said that I would be happy to look up what's involved in a 40 Days for Life campaign. And I actually got on your email address or your email list while I was still employed at Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood really does not like 40 Days for Life. And so I thought, I went ahead and checked you out a little bit on the website, and I've gotten your email updates for a couple years. And so after I looked at what was involved in a campaign, I went ahead and signed us up, and then we had the next meeting, and I told the rest of them what I had done. And the rest is history, I guess. They were very pleased, and we have had a tremendous response. Many, many churches, many different faiths have come together, and it has been a huge blessing, not only for Storm Lake and for the issue of life, but for me personally, and to be able to see so many different people of faith come together and get to know each other and see them huddled there on the sidewalk in front of Planned Parenthood praying is just inspiring.
And Sue, I know it must at times be awkward for you to be outside of the facility that you used to manage and see your former colleagues going in and out of the facility, but I'm sure there were many blessings throughout your campaign. What are one or two of just real highlights for you and just the memories that you'll never let go of as a result of doing this 40 Days for Life?
Personally, David, I would have to say that just the sheer amount of time that I spent in prayer was a huge blessing for me. It just brought me so much closer to the Lord, and I'm just so thankful for that. For the campaign as a whole, I would just say that so many people have come together that did not previously know each other. And from 40 Days for Life, we are now continuing to pray at the clinic during the hours that they're open. And the next phase after that, or while that's going on, is we are looking into a pregnancy center here in Storm Lake, which is desperately needed.
That is awesome. And Sue, I am so proud of you. And I guess my last question, for those who are listening on this event and who maybe are just finding out about 40 Days for Life or just thinking about supporting 40 Days for Life, either in their community or the national effort, what would you say to those people from your experience, having been on the other side and now having come to 40 Days for Life, what would you say to somebody thinking about being more involved in 40 Days for Life?
Do it. Take a risk. Get out of the boat. Get going. It's a win-win situation, both for the director of it, all the coordinators, I think every prayer volunteer that was down at the clinic would agree with me that they were abundantly blessed. And that's our side of it. But the flip side is that the people going by looked at us and thought, wow, those people care enough about life to sit out here in the rain and the cold and the wind and pray for these unborn babies. And it touched many hearts. And God tells us that his word never returns void. And we know that all those prayers and all that scripture that was spoken there is doing its job. And there were more prayers said there on that little piece of sidewalk in front of Planned Parenthood than I can even imagine. And we call it holy ground.
Amen.
So,
well, Sue, thank you so much. Thank you for your courage, and thank you for your willingness to take your years of experience of the challenges and the blessings and to use that all for the greater glory of God. And I just want to say on behalf of everybody who's a part of this event, thank you so much. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear more great things coming out of Storm Lake, Iowa.
All right. Thank you, David. God bless you as well.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.